Yes, a good win. You left it late, but always nice to get the winner in late on anyway.
Yeah, very much so. I thought, you know, over the course of the game, you know, the better side did win, but you know, against the run of play, obviously they've you know, Carl Hall, he's done what he's done throughout the career, got himself a goal, deflection albeit, and you know, obviously you live on a tightrope. We've got a lot of, you know, tired legs, and I've got quite a few little injury niggles, and the lads are battling through it, and you know, they deserved it for their endeavour, and you know, as I said, over the course of 90 minutes we deserved it. And you know, I'm very disappointed in the referee. There were some very, very reckless challenges from the first minute all the way to the end. And yes, Aaron Hayden, you know, he's made a mistake, he's reacted, but I think he's reacted to a poor challenge as well. But there could have been, you know, certainly there could have been reds with some of those challenges. They're leg breakers, and you know, he didn't nip it in the bud, and it made it a scruffy, horrible game. But you know, we played all the football. You know, our shooting could have been better. We got ourselves in some great positions, but you know, all day long, you know, we've had a great 3 points on Saturday up at Farsley, and we've responded, you know, to take 3 points tonight. And it's you know, it's the young lads, a lot of the kind of the lone players who come in, they've got great attitudes, and it's also brought out the best in some of the other players. You know, they're responding to it, and there's a nice buzz about it. But you know, it's we'll check the walking wounded.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose that when you have a game like that, a scrappy affair, as you say, with the challenges going in, you have to somehow try and rise above it. And especially at the start of the second half, you had a few chances to kind of almost kill the game.
Yeah, we
that
did.
That might be one area that you wanted to.
Yeah, very much so. We had, you know, shots from outside the box, crosses going in, and we just couldn't get that elusive second goal. And you know, with Sutton, you know, they're fighting for their lives, and you know, they're determined to stop in this division. Obviously, there's a lot of ex-Starbridge players playing for them, so they've got the added incentive. And you know, but as I said, the better side won, and you know, we're delighted with 6 points from our last two games.
And you, as you say, you come through it, and then looking ahead now, it's the games are going to be coming thick and fast. Obviously, you've got to check injuries and that, but you're still about trying to finish as strong as possible, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, it's very hard. You know, we've got to go to Matlock on Wednesday, and then on the back of that, you know, we've got to, you know, a massive local derby against Elsowen, and then another local derby against Stafford. It's, you know, a little bit unprecedented. I've said repeatedly, 46 games plus some of the cups they enter you in, it's crazy. And you know, these decision makers need to look at themselves.
But just looking ahead to the weekend at Elsowen game, I know you've got one before, but the one the fans are looking at will be that, no doubt. And it'd be quite nice to go there and get a win, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, it's you know, probably from Hell's own point of view, you know, it is their cup final again. Okay, they've got a, you know, they've got a battle for survival, and you know, I do believe that they'll do it. And but you know, we've got to go there. Obviously, you know, we were flying at the time we played down here, and they got two breakaway goals and hung on to it, and it was a bitterly disappointing day. But you know, yes, it's great to look forward, but we've got a game at Matlock, and you know, as I said, we'll assess the walking wounded and see what team we can get out.
Perfect, thanks, Gary.
Can you tell us about some of the players who have missed tonight? Daryl, Aris, Connor Gator, are they sort of...
Louis Hall.
Yeah, a long list, isn't there? Yeah, are they near, or are they...
No.
No,
OK. I'm hoping for Saturday they'll be OK, but, you know, it is a little bit difficult at the moment, and, you know, it's... Or, you know, Brad Birch came in, he's played a lot of games recently, and you know, if there was a horse, you'd have shot him by the top of the way he was walking at the end. But
he did well.
Yeah, hopefully another 48 hours recovery. And you know, young Alex Cameron's come on and he's done well. Tonks is, you know, he's playing with a little bit of an injury, but fair play to him, he puts himself out there. He was willing to go on at left back, and that's the kind of character he is. And you know, as I said, we're delighted with these 6 points from two games.
It was nice for the late goal to be in our favour for a change, wasn't it?
Ah, without doubt, and deserved it as well.
Yeah, brilliant.